Hi guys, it's A&E Talk. Super exciting day for us because the results of our election were announced. And yes, we are very pleased with the results.
Yes.
We already celebrated. Go check out our TikTok and you can see us all dancing. Okay, so in terms of BTS, there's a few things that have happened. But what we want to talk about today is what?
Is Suga's shoulder surgery.
This is the hardest thing for us to say.
Suga's shoulder surgery.
Every time we try to say this, we mess up. Yes, Suga's shoulder surgery.
You did that.
Okay, but in all honesty, obviously, a shoulder surgery is no laughing matter. It's a serious thing. So he underwent surgery on his shoulder. You know, this article doesn't say which one. I'm sure I could find it, but it says to repair a torn labrum.
Yes.
Okay, guys, you're in luck.
Yes.
Yes, because I'm a physical therapist.
Yep.
I deal with shoulder surgery patients every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. My job is to help people who want to avoid surgery get better. My job is to help people who underwent the surgery get better. So yeah, I can explain this to you.
Yes.
Okay. So the reason our arm can move in so many directions is because it's not like a bone is sitting in a bone. And so we're not necessarily limited by, you know, our bones bumping into each other. It's more like a bone sitting next to a bone. Okay.
Yes.
And then we have all these muscles and tendons that surround those two bones and keep them close together.
And so your arm doesn't fall off.
Yeah, so technically that's like our rotator cuff. It's four muscles and their corresponding tendons that kind of go from what we think of as our shoulder down over our arm. Okay, so he had surgical intervention on his labrum. So what the body does is in a couple of places, the shoulders and in the hips, we have what's called a labrum, which is kind of like, it's almost like a suction cup made of tissue that just helps keep the bones more congruent. It helps keep them together more. So it kind of like sticks them together.
It wraps,
it's like wrapping around them to like hold them together a little bit better. So with the torn labrum, torn labrum is very painful, because the tissue itself is innervated, so you can feel things. But also what can happen with the torn labrum is it's kind of like you've got this tear, which makes you more susceptible to that piece getting pinched. Okay. So not only the piece, but the fact that you probably have an inflamed labrum. And so if you have an inflamed piece of tissue sitting in a very small space, it's probably going
really
to get pinched more. Yeah.
Especially as a... Oh, well, you'll
no,
get
go
to
ahead.
That.
No.
I was
going
to say, especially as a performer, like, which, you know, Yoongi is.
Yes. Yes.
That is like super... It has to be super painful.
It is painful. Okay, now that's a great point because when it comes to surgical repair, one of the things that determines if you're a good candidate or if it's recommended is what is your level of activity?
Oh, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. and pain. So, like, what is your activity? What is your pain? Are you able to do the things that you need to do? So, for somebody who's, like, an athlete, a high-level elite athlete, somebody who's very active, maybe even somebody who's young, who still has a lot that they want to do with their life, it's usually recommended that you get the surgical repair. Yes. So in Suga's statement that he released, he said, one of the things he said is, we had known that he had underwent rehab, okay? So he tried to treat conservatively. He was like, let me try not getting surgery. Let's see what my results can be. But it didn't give him the success that he needed to have as a performer, okay? So then he got some other opinions. It said he went to 4 different hospitals, and 3 of the 4 hospitals recommended surgery. Okay, I will tell you, I for one really believe surgery should be your last option. You should try to treat as conservatively as possible and then make that like your final thing. And that sounds like that's
what he did.
Yeah. Yeah, what him and Big Hit did.
And he made it very clear. He was like, I really gave this a lot of thought. Like, that's all he kept saying in his statement.
Right.
So he really made it clear that he was like, I was in a lot of pain. Like, I really did try and nothing was working.
And I think that that's really good that he gave it so much thought, because one of my concerns as a therapist is I always worry that surgery is being recommended too early on.
Yeah, it could be possible to fix the issue without surgery.
Right.
And especially because after surgery, you're really not the same.
Not the same.
And it could end up causing even more problems.
Well, yeah, now you've got, you know, tissue that you've had to cut, nerves that have been cut, you have to heal. You're more vulnerable to another injury. You have all this scar tissue you have to deal with. You have a scar itself.
Yep.
Your mechanics can change, so you can, you know, start to compensate because you can't really do anything. But then, even when you're feeling better, you could stay in that same pattern.
Yep.
You know? So there is a lot of stuff to consider when undergoing surgery. But again, it sounds like, you know, they made all the right calls. They took it as conservatively as they could, as long as they could, and finally they were like, no, for him to do the things that he wants to do, he's gonna have to get this. Now, one of those things, okay, this is Big Hit, this is from Big Hit.
Ooh.
They said, he decided to undergo surgery, quote, to restore himself to good health and to prepare for his mandatory military service. As well as his post-service musical career. Okay. So reading that was like, oh! It gave me that whole military anxiety again. And I guess, you know, we talk about Jin all the time because Jin's supposed to be like the first one. Suga is the second oldest, so his is around the corner as well.
Oh, then J-Hope and Harry. Oh, my God. Jimin, then Jungkook.
So we got, like, that momentary anxiety, like, oh gosh.
No.
And a lot of fans have been speculating that maybe because of his shoulder injury, he wouldn't have to enlist.
Yeah.
But it sounds...
But now that he fixed it.
Well, and it sounds as if they're at least considering it like it's an option.
Yeah.
You know, and whether he'll be allowed to, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. But it's at least out there in the universe and on their radar.
I think that they said with people who've been injured like that, there's a separate position. Because, like, so there's obviously the people who do the physical work.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know how in the Air Force there's, like, technicians and stuff that he would have
been one of those
people.
Like, desk job oriented.
But now that he got it fixed, they might be like, well, you... Even though your shoulder's a little hurt, like, you got surgery for it, and this is what it was for.
Right.
To get the surgery, like, you know what I mean? So.
And here's the thing, okay. So he got the surgery, okay?
Yes.
He's got a long recovery ahead of him.
I know. Oh, gosh.
So he
said that he won't be able to take part in many of the, like, promotions for their new album.
And, yeah.
Or, like, the rest of whatever they were going to come out with.
And there's, when you undergo the surgery, there's a period of, like, of immobility where you're in a sling.
Yeah, you can't move your arm.
Yeah, and you can't move it because you really need it to heal, and you need it to heal well. And it's funny because we recommend the sling, A, to support the arm, B, because it, like, sometimes people are in the habit of just moving quick. Like, if somebody throws you a ball, you're going to reach for it, you know? So that sling kind of, like, keeps you from doing those quick, sudden movements, which can injure you further. But another thing that it does is it it sends a signal to other people, hey, I'm hurt. Like, you need to
be careful around me. Like, if someone bumps you really hard or something, like, oh, God.
So if you're walking around Walmart without your sling, people aren't going to know you're hurt. But if you have a sling, people kind of give you that extra courtesy. Yeah, like, let me give him some space.
Let me give him some space. Yeah, exactly.
But he's got a long road. And he has to do it the right way because... You don't want them to have to go back in a second time.
Oh, God.
You really...
No, you really don't. Yeah, you'd rather just wait it out longer.
Yeah,
than...
you want this to be a one-and-done thing. And, like, even though it's shoulder rehabilitation after this, you've got to maintain your wrist, your elbow, your neck, because when you have dysfunction in a joint, it can create dysfunction up and down the chain as well. And you also want to make sure that those things are ready to go when the shoulder can start moving again.
Yep.
So it's going to be a long road.
So just send him lots of love and appreciation and show him support, especially because you can tell he feels bad that he won't be able to, like, promote with the group and stuff.
Yes.
Especially, like, in his statement, I think he said, like, I apologize to my members and to our fans, like, so he feels bad, and we don't, you know, we don't want him to feel bad because we'd rather him be healthy,
we want him to be healthy
and happy and not have that pain, you know what I mean?
And the other thing is people who are in pain for a long time, it does change your nervous system. And it actually makes you feel pain more. So it's like this cycle that actually makes things worse. So
poor Sugar.
Yeah, so we're hoping that he can, like, not to say he necessarily had that, but... it's possible.
Yeah.
And so hopefully this will just help him feel better and happier, and he won't have that pain in the back of his mind all the time. So let's read his statement.
We'll end with that.
This is the English translation of it. Okay. It says, hello, this is Suga. Many people have been worried after the announcement, and for that, I'm sorry and really grateful to fans. Luckily, the surgery went well. I'm experiencing some pain right now, but I feel relieved inside. Since my job is to perform on stage, I underwent rehabilitation and got shots. Most likely, sorry, this is not part of the quote, but most likely they were cortisone shots, like steroid injections to help. Okay. I got shots in hopes that I could just avoid surgery, but it kept getting worse every time I got up on stage, and that made me afraid. Okay. So fear is also a big part of this.
Because
you're like, oh my God, am I going to just be like this forever? And am I making things worse?
Yeah.
That's a thing. That's something that I hear in my clinic all the time. Like, is it safe for me to do this? I don't want to do anything because I don't want to make it worse. You know, people that hurt their back, I don't want to move because I don't want to make my back worse. So fear is a big thing. Then he continues on, out of the four hospitals I went to, three of them recommended I get the surgery, so I decided to do it. I really gave it a lot of thought. I'm sorry to my members since I can't participate in our upcoming activities for the time being. And I'm also sorry to our army. Our army, not just army, our army. And I'm really sad. I'll be away for a bit to recover, but I'll be back soon. It won't be long. I'm sorry again, and thank you, Army.
We love you, Suga.
Take care of your shoulders.
Yeah, please take care of your shoulder.
So on a more, like,
lighthearted,
metaphysical note. Okay, and this is not the PT in me saying this. This is the yoga teacher in me. Yes, okay.
Okay, what? So, is it the mom? Is it the yoga teacher?
It's not the mom. It's not the podcaster. It's the yoga teacher. Okay, so they say people who suffer from shoulder injuries tend to be the type of people that try to do everything on their own.
That's already Suga.
They're not good at delegating tasks to other people to help them out. They're like, I'll take care of it.
Everything's
on their
shoulders.
I got it. Yeah, everything is on their shoulder. Like Atlas, which is, you know, the mythological man who carries the world on his shoulders.
I didn't even know that was the actual thing.
So, I don't know. So that's just some other
stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So, interesting. Aren't you guys glad I'm a PT? Wow. okay.
Wow.
Okay, well, thanks for listening.
Oh, my God, guys. I miss podcasting so much.
This is so fun.
And we love you guys.
Yeah, we really love you. Super love. Thank you for being part of this Army universe with us. It makes us whole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much fun. We love it. All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.